Actors Martin Short, Luke Kirby and Lamar Johnson are among the Canadians heading to this year's Emmy Awards. Hamilton Bourne Short is nominated once again for his leading role in the murder mystery comedy, Only Murders in the Building. The Emmys veteran, who now has a total 15 nominations and 2 wins, scored a nod Wednesday for his role as an eccentric theater director solving crimes with 2 friends in his New York apartment building in order to feed their podcast. The Disney Plus series co-stars Steve Martin and Selena Gomez. Short's competitors in the category are Bill Hader, Jason Segel, Jason Sudeikis and Jeremy Allen White. Meanwhile, rising star Lamar Johnson scored his first nomination. The Toronto actor is recognized for his guest role in HBO's dystopian zombie drama, The Last of Us. He portrays a wanted man who is protecting his younger brother, opposite lead stars Bella Ramsey and Pedro Pascal, who both earned Emmy nominations. Ontario raised Kirby landed another guest actor nomination for playing Lenny Bruce in Prime Video's comedy, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. This is Kirby's 3rd Emmy nomination for his portrayal of a fictionalized version of the real-life comedian and provocateur. He told the Canadian press in 2019 that he'd been a fan of Lenny Bruce since high school. Kirby won the Emmy for the guest role in 2019. Kirby's competition in the guest actor category includes Windsor, Aunt. Native Oliver Platt, who earned a nod for his role as Uncle Jimmy in The Bear. The FX comedy drama follows a brilliant young chef from the fine dining world who returns home to run his family sandwich shop. Among other notable Canadian nominees is the Chilean-born composer Cristobal Tapia de Vere, composer of the catchy theme song for The White Lotus, for his musical work on the HBO satire that was one of the leading nominees with 23 nods overall. Montreal's Anthony Perowski, who is one of the Fab Five hosts of Makeover series, Queer Eye, scored his 4th nomination in the Outstanding Host for a Reality Program category. Apple TV's Still, a Michael J. Fox movie, about the career and personal challenges of the beloved Canadian actor, and Netflix's Pamela, a love story, about the British Columbia beauty's complicated life, are both nominated in the Outstanding Documentary or Nonfiction Special category. The Michael J. Fox doc received nods in several other categories, including Outstanding Directing for a Documentary and Outstanding Cinematography for a Nonfiction Program. The accolades land as actors represented by the Screen Actors Guild prepare for a possible strike, joining screenwriters in what would essentially grind all major Hollywood events to a halt. The annual TV Awards celebrate their 75th anniversary this year, and winners will be announced during a broadcast ceremony on September 18. The Canadian Press.